As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, September the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a flood of emails over the weekend. Very nice to hear from you. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Of course, if you'd like to put $1 million in there, I'll cash the check. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found on my website, becomevocallocal.com. Of course, we keep all of the Oracle Broadcasting archives on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Just look for the show archives link on the left. Click that, follow it through to Become Vocal Local, and there you go. Over a year's worth of broadcast indexed for your convenience. Gold this morning touches $1,260. We'll talk about that. Silver closes in on the $20 now. The UN carbon prices climb. Well, it's all in the financial basket. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, snubbed by the Chinese billionaires, windmills, nukes, and greens. We'll talk about that, too. Labor Day, USA, workers of the world unite, quiet in the homeland, but we'll look at some news in regards to Labor Day as well. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Tuesday, September the 7th, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As all the markets open again, we find gold at the morning bell, up $10.60 at $1,257.20 an ounce. Silver up 8 cents at $19.93. Will she go over 20 today? Boy, I hope so. Platinum up 8 bucks at $1,559 an ounce. And palladium off $4 at $524 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, bing, bang, boom. As soon as the market opened, we went right up to $1,260.90 for a high, $1,244 and even for a low. But at $1,257.20, your gold is up $265.60 for a 26.78% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,247.25. You can see we're 10 bucks above that now. The SPDR gold shares, not much activity there, 1,294.44 metric tons, valued on the street at $51.62 billion. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Tuesday, September the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday. This is reliable as a Swiss watch and German train, I guess. Well, anyway, we're on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, Monday through Friday, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Close that out, put it behind us. Tuesday, September the 7th, 2010, after trading out of New York City again as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On gold, trading up $10.60. Lots of different reporting on that. But right at 9 o'clock, it was at 12:57.20, and then it turned and went straight up. Very, very profound. Actually, I think 12:57.20 was caught on the way up, actually, and topped at 12:60.90, then turned around and came back down a little bit. Maybe it's above that now. I don't know. Didn't check. But anyway, gold at 12:57.20 is up 10.60. Silver up 8 cents at 19.93. That's important. Crossing that $20 threshold is very, very important for the silver market. So let's see if maybe we'll get there today. Platinum, again, up $8 at $15.59. Platinum is one of those items that they put in catalytic converters, automobiles. So the more automobiles they make as catalytic converters and so on and so forth, the value of platinum keeps going up. It's also a beautiful metal. All these white metals are just really nice to have around you. Palladium off $4 at $524, but on the strong side of $500. That's important, too. It's been below 500 for a long time, but it's now trading above it, and that's a good sign. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again, 1244. Now, all over this lengthy weekend, gold has just been kind of trucking along in a horizontal traverse. This morning, it got a little bit of renewed energy, and we'll see. If there's any volume in the transactions behind it, we might see a stronger move forward. we might clear into that 1260 range and trade there for a while. But over the last couple of months, volume has been very light in that metal market. London Gold Picks this morning, the boys in London, it's the London Bullion Market Association. You look at the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX is almost twins. Go in, I'll go up on the website and find out about them. They have a great deal of influence on the marketplace. The SPDR Gold Shares is going to be in the news. I have an article about that. Not a very lengthy article, but an article about the SPDR. This is a gold share. This is an exchange-traded fund. And there's nothing but controversy raging whether there's actually any gold backing it. Some people say there is. Some people say there isn't, but the World Gold Council says they have gold, and they may have. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, old news is good news here, on Friday, closed up 128 at 10,448. It's important to understand that no matter what it took, they had to get it up on Friday and close above, you know, close up on Friday because it was going to be sitting there in everybody's face all the way up until today, and they knew it. So they worked hard. They got it there. Closed up 128 on Friday at 10,448. The NASDAQ closed up 38 on Friday past at 2,234, and the S&P 500 was up 14 at 1,105. Crude oil this morning, big drop in the crude oil off $1.49 a barrel, trades at $73.11 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of crude oil. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, you can find out about that by going to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. It's their trade product here. The USDX belongs to them. It's a trade-weighted basket of currencies. Find out all about that so that you understand it. But it moves up 58 basis points this morning. It exchanges at 82.66. And, of course, that impacts the Forex market. Not only is the U.S. dollar index a trade-weighted basket of currencies, but I've put together a little basket of foreign exchange currencies that we've been following now for about a year right here on Become Vocal Local so that we get an idea of what's going on in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. So the Canadian loonie this morning moves down 76 basis points. It exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents. The Mexican peso, virtually pegged to the U.S. dollar, by the way, it's down 67 basis points as well, yet still exchanges at 8 cents a pop. The euro losing 91 basis points. You see the trend is all on the downside here. Losing 91 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.28. Now it's recovering ground it's lost recently. And the British pound moves down 45 basis points and exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.53. The Swiss franc this morning, very close to parity with the U.S. dollar, moves up another 15 basis points and exchanges at 99 cents U.S. The bond market, not a lot of good news for the bonds. The bond yield on the two-year is back down below the 0.5%. Now it's at 0.49% this morning. The 10-year is yielding 2.64, and the 30-year at 3.71. The mortgage market this morning taking advantage, however, of these low interest rates. The 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 3.96% a month ago to 3.86 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.56 to 4.38. And, of course, the target rate is set at 0.25%. Add 3 to that, you get your prime rate at 3.25%. The market calendar this week, the EconoDay website shows not a whole lot going on this week. Today is going to be a pretty slow day, so we'll just let that go. But tomorrow we'll see the Red Book out again, quarterly services survey. The consumer credit report will be out at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then again on Thursday, we should see the jobless claims come out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we'll have that for you right here and quite a few other announcements. So Thursday is the big day this week. We'll see what happens with that. Actually, here's a little bit of an interesting article. Let me jump over here. I want to pick up this one right there. Yes, Technically Precious with Merv. This off the Kitco website, www.kitco.com, kitco.com. There's no reason to take everybody else's counsel and advice as to regards the precious metals. You can go and follow it yourself, just as we've done this morning, www.kitco.com. Rather than teach you what to think, I'd rather just show you where to go and find the information for yourself. so that you know how to think. But this is an article written by Merv Burak for the week ending September the 3rd of 2010. Gold continues to climb. It's not exuberant and it's not exciting, but it keeps climbing. All right? It's not exuberant and it's not exciting, but it keeps climbing. It's at a point where one could expect a serious reaction or a new explosion on the upside. Which will it be? Okay, so it could go up from here, or it could go down from here. To go up from here, it's going to need to have some people coming into the market and buying. If it were to go down, it would go down largely because people would really start to sell. They'd figure it was at a high or a top, and they'd get out. All right, so keep a very close eye on your gold market. Here's a little bit more. Last week, I read an article where this gold index was a feature, blah, blah, blah. He goes on. For those who don't know, Barron's Magazine, it is weekly financial journal founded by Clarence W. Barron in 1921 as part of his Dow Jones and Company empire. So we read the Dow Jones every day, DGIA, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and we can track it right back to this fellow, Charles Dow and Clarence W. Barron, 1921. Been around a while. Prior to the dawn of the Internet, this is the Barron's Magazine, this was the go-to weekly publishing newspaper for all the information that went on in the markets. He says, I'm surprised that the paper version is still publishing, but I see that they are getting more Internet savvy. So you might type that into your browser, Barron's or Barron's Magazine, and see if you can find an online version of it and follow along. It's got a variety of predictions here. I'm going to give you just three of them when we come back from this break, and we'll go on to other news.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So just a little bit more about the gold and the silver markets for the close-up or the wrap-up of the economic news. But long-term gold, the long-term indicators continue to be positive as gold continues to climb higher. Gold is above its positive sloping moving average line for these chartists and wavers out there. The momentum indicator continues in its positive zone above its positive sloping trigger line. The volume indicator continues to move higher into new ground and above its positive trigger line. All in all, the long-term rating remains bullish. Then he talks about the intermediate term and the short term as well. But just keep your eyes on this. We need to have a lot of people buying into this market. If they're not, there's going to be weakness in this. And so, pay attention. You start getting up into these ranges, pressure comes on to drop it. Silver goes the same way. The Friday close was the highest close for silver since its brief spurt into the 20s during March of 2008. So for those of you that have been in the market for a while, we're looking back to March of 2008 since we've seen silver at $19.93 or above 20. Been a long time a coming. The PNF chart shows chart doesn't show this new high because of the units used. The price would need to hit $20 for the PNF chart to show a new high. It hit $19.99 on Friday, short by a cent. But that's the way of the PNF charts, so on and so forth. For the past few weeks, silver has been acting much better than gold. The performance of silver shown in the Precious Metals Indices table doesn't show it, or gold in true light, so on and so forth. He's got his own charts and tables. You can find this article by Merv up on the www.kitco.com website. I encourage you to take a look around in there, read some of the articles, become familiar with it. There are a lot of people that are moving into gold and silver because they're looking at the dollar-denominated assets with greater and greater uncertainty. Here's a little bit more. Bloomberg News. Now, this is an advertisement. This is an infomercial. This is, as Hal Anthony likes to say on his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed. This is public notice. Gates and Buffett to issue a public explanation for the trip to China. All right? Now, I always give the author's names, and in this case, this is by Bloomberg News. So this may very well just simply be a memo that was set out by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, maybe via Reuters, and it went out into the news circle, and so we get it on the regurgitorium when we find it, like this. Billionaires Bill Gates and Warren Buffett will publicly explain the purpose of their planned visit to China after a newspaper reported that a number of wealthy Chinese individuals declined to attend an event hosted by the two due to concerns that they'd be asked to donate to charity. All right? So the Chinese business people and the Chinese billionaires are a little bit more savvy than some might give them credit for. They could see a come-on when it was posited, and Gates and Buffett were behind it. But here's more of the story. Gates and Buffett, respectively, the world's second and third richest people, and that's arguably, but that's what the article says here. They'd like you to believe that. Will write a letter that may be released as early as this week detailing why they've invited Chinese billionaires to a private event during a visit to the Asian nation at the end of the month. All right, blah, blah, blah. Quote, our biggest intention for this month's China trip is to learn how to do philanthropy in China. All right, so now the philanthropers are starting to make their moves on China. We've got a lot of people who have been stacking in the chips ever since the great APEC system was established and ever since the redistribution of wealth and the moving of all of our factories over to China commenced. And now, Gates and Buffett are going to go in and try and extract out some of this philanthropic money for charitable giving. Of course, that's how you finance the United Nations Agenda 21 programs and actions. Again, our biggest intention for this month's trip is to learn how to do philanthropy in China. We would like to learn how to propel the charity business. Notice it's a business. We live in a corporate global state now in such a big developing nation. And then it goes on and blows the horn for Gates and Buffett. The Beijing-based Economic Observer newspaper reported on September the 2nd that a quote-unquote small number of wealthy Chinese declined an invitation to attend a private gathering with Gates and Buffett in the capital, with some calling in to ask if they'd be asked to pledge a donation at the event. All right. Suspicion. So far, there are a small number of guests who are not able to turn up, but that's quite a normal thing. Zhang Quinho, chairman of Drinks Group. Anyway, you get the idea. They ain't buying it. Sorry, Billy. Sorry, Warren. You're going to have to tie that bow tie just a little bit tighter. Wall Street needs off the charts September to rescue the quarter, okay? We're not talking about good news here, but we are talking about economic news right out of New York City. Michael Moore writing this, and not the same Michael Moore, I hope. September 6th, new news. After 2 months, bankers would like to forget. Wall Street may need a September to remember to avoid closing the books on the worst quarter for investment, banking, and trading revenue since the peak of the financial crisis. Now, who does this involve? Who does this influence? Who is this article aimed at? Well, basically, the investment bankers and the traders, all right? They don't live down the street from you or I, but that's what this is all about. But there's a real problem going on here. What did the article open and say? It's going to need to have a September to remember in order to avoid closing the books on the worst quarter for investment, banking, and trading revenue since the peak of the financial crisis. For the number of shares traded on U.S. exchanges to match last year's third quarter, average daily volume for the rest of the month would have to top that of any trading day in the last 3 years. It'd have to be better than any day, and it'd have to stay that way every day. It would have to top the highest trading day of any time in the last 3 years. Debt trading also needs to pick up, as corporate bond trading in July and August was down 8% from the same period in 2009. It continues, troubling economic data and uncertainty over European sovereign debt and the global recovery led investors to step back from the markets, analysts said. People are stepping back away from the markets. More and more people are getting gun-shy about dollar-denominated assets, and they're not interested in buying into any more debt. Activity levels in the last 3 weeks of September should be a lot better than July and August, quote, quote, but it should have to almost be off the charts good to save the third quarter, said Jeff Hart, a Chicago-based analyst at Sandler O'Neill and Partners LP, quote, I don't think there's going to be a lot more clarity about the macro environment, and that's what people seem to be wrestling with before activity picks up. And then they talk about stalled recovery, all right, and trading declines, and sizable bounces, and fixed income bets. It's a lengthy article, dominant business, and so on and so forth. M&A deals, mergers and acquisitions, companies worldwide completed $247.3 billion of mergers and acquisitions in the first 2 months of the quarters. What's all that about? This is the concentration of more and more companies into fewer and fewer hands, mergers and acquisitions. Company A buys company B, C, and D. They create a new company and blah, blah, blah. Then they buy these. This parent moves in here. Monsanto moves in here. ConAgra moves in here, and so on and so forth. You see? Mergers and acquisitions. This has been known as the decade of M&A, mergers and acquisitions. If the M&A market picks up the way I think it will, then M&A will give a boost to get trading going again. Bove, that would be Richard Bove, an analyst at Rochdale Securities, Bove said in an August 23rd Bloomberg television interview, quote, this recovery in trading is not going to be very dramatic, and it's not going to be very quick. It's going to be over a longer period of time. So buckle in, folks. Buckle in for the long ride. We're not coming out of any of this anytime soon. And, of course, we're going to have to see more and more influence by the international community as we go forward. So we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. All kinds of stuff going on in the chat room, folks. You're welcome to jump in there, too. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com. Yeah, become part of the discussion. This article off of Bloomberg, again, another one. Gillard clings to power in Australia on independent support. Now, so now we're going to transfer a little bit away from the economy. Really, it's always the economy. Follow the money, folks. But we're going to go into the Greens, all right? We're going to start talking about the green weenies because they're everywhere. You can't get rid of them. By Gemma Daly and Marion Ray, Julia Gillard clung to power as Australia's first female prime minister after two independent lawmakers agreed to prop up a minority Labor Party. Labor Party. We're going to come back to Labor Day in a moment. Labor Party government to resolve the country's closest election in 70 years. Labor, here's a quote, Labor is prepared to deliver stable, effective, and secure government for the next 3 years, Gillard, 48, told reporters in Canberra today. Of course, they were throwing shoes and water bottles and all manner of stuff at Tony Blair, former Labor Party leader in England, right? Of course, he's also a member of the Fabian Society. I think he was the head or the chairman of the Fabian Society for a while. But that's labor for you, bunch of socialists. Anyhow, Gillard was forced to negotiate power-sharing agreements with the Greens Party. All right, forced to negotiate. We had labor and the Greens working together here. And three independents, after losing her party's overall majority in the August 21st election, consensus building. They love to do that. You know, that's where you come into a room and everyone sits around a table and you dialogue yourselves into consensus. Consensus building on future legislation may make it harder to meet campaign pledges to tax iron ore and coal projects, set penalties for emissions, and overhaul immigration. Kind of about the way that the community organizer from Chicago handled his administration when Barry the Usurper was elevated beyond his status. The government will have to spend a lot of money placating these independents, and they will end up with compromised policies. Yeah, campaign policies. Anyway, neither the mining resource tax, climate policy, or immigration platform will remain intact. Independents, Robert Oakeshott and Tony Windsor, who represent the districts outside major cities, yeah, we're down in Australia here, agreed today to back Gillard in return for a $9.9 billion Australian dollar investment in rural areas to improve healthcare and education. This is, you know, payola. This is pork barrel. All right. Independence agreed for $9.9 billion. That's the price. They're whores. They were sold out. Whores at $9.9 billion Australian for the investment in rural areas. They would back her up. All right. Their support, which prevented opposition leader Tony Abbott from taking power, only extends to the passage of national budget and a guarantee not to vote down a Gillard government. So they're conditionally whores. All right. They're whores with conditionals. You know, they've signed a cognovit. Okay. For our country's sake, I hope the Labour Party can provide a better government in this term of Parliament than it has over the last 3 years, Abbott said in Canberra. Aussie falls, the dollar is dropping, blah, 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 ousting Rudd, trustworthiness. Abbott, 52, opposed Gillard's mining tax and attacked her trustworthiness during the campaign, a charge that resonated with voters who grilled her last month about Rudd's ouster in a televised town hall meeting. You know, what goes around comes around, televised town hall meetings. People grilling her, you know, isn't that what? This is the new political paradigm going forward. Oakeshott and Windsor joined the sole Greens Party member of Parliament. There's only one of them, and a fellow independent in agreeing to back Gillard, giving her the minimum 76 seats needed in the 150 seat lower house to form a government. One seat, claimed by Labour, remains too close to call. Well. The coalition won more seats and more votes than our opponents, but sadly we did not get the opportunity to form a government, Abbott said. Obviously, I'm disappointed about that, but that's our system, and it is their system, and they're welcome to it. Here's a little bit more on the Greens, though. Same bunch. Greens seek fast, furious movement on climate if Gillard leads Australia. Now, we need to understand that Australia is part of APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. All right? It's important for us to pay attention to what's going on in Australia. By James Patton, September the 7th, New News, Australian Greens plan fast and furious action to establish a climate change committee and impose a price on carbon emissions under a government led by the Labour Party's Julia Gillard. I mean, these are like, Barry the Usurper 2.0 or Redux, you know? This is what they've done, too, with the cap and trade, right? The H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. This is the best political opportunity collectively we've ever had, Christine Milne, deputy leader of the Greens Party, said in Sydney today before Gillard won the support needed to form a government. With Labour retaining power, this committee will be on a track fast and furious. Two independent lawmakers, again, Rob Oxroat and Tony Windsor, back Gillard's minority. Blah, blah, blah. That's just a redo of the other article. The forum's goal is to determine the best way to introduce a carbon policy. All right? I'll say it again. Now, maybe I should back up a little bit into this other paragraph. Gillard, 48, gained support last week from the Greens. There's only one Green in the Parliament there. And agreed in exchange to establish a climate change committee made up of lawmakers and scientists with the aim of setting a penalty for carbon emissions. All right, now this is the controversy. This is the meat of the article. I missed that sentence. It's important to bring it back out. They're forming a committee made up of lawmakers and scientists with the aim of setting a penalty for carbon emissions. All right, this is not an exploratory committee. This is not a research committee. This is a committee that has an agenda. The forum's goal is to determine the best way to introduce a carbon price, comma, not to, quote, decide whether climate change is real, close quote, Milne said. With me? It's important. In other words, climate change is a done deal. They're ready to go forward. Australia will be able to implement a carbon price with Gillard as prime minister. That's bad news. Quote, I would like that as soon as possible. Close quote. Lawmakers plan to decide by the end of this month on how many members on the climate committee will have and how it will work, she said. Quote, we have had the debate about whether we need a carbon price, and in my view, there is a consensus by anyone who understands it, close quote, she said. Quote, what we haven't had a proper debate about is how best to deliver it. All right, so they bought the anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. They bought it, all right? Hook, line, and sinker. They like the hockey stick model. They haven't been up on the Internet. They haven't followed the East Anglia emails debate. They haven't listened to the wise counsel of the scientific community. No, they're locked, stocked, and barreled. They're ready to go and moving forward. Completely inappropriate. The Labor Green proposal of a climate change committee composed only of people who back a carbon price is, quote, completely inappropriate, close quote. Australian opposition environmental spokesman Greg Hunt told reporters earlier today. All right? A climate change committee composed only of people who back a carbon price. Completely inappropriate. I would agree with Greg on that. Quote, I don't believe Parliament has ever or should ever have a committee where there is a belief test as a prerequisite. All right? You've heard me talk about this new green religion. All right? Biocentrism. The Gaia worshippers, all right? You know that in the United States, we have a basic prohibition against a state-sponsored or an established religion, all right? Even though we've embraced this Gaia nonsense too, all right? Biocentrism, where rocks, as Hal Anthony says, where rocks have more rights than people. Anyway, there's a little bit of heat coming on here. Parliament, he continues, should be a place for free thought. Right, so there's opposition to this idea of a bunch of dyed-in-the-wool, you know, greenies coming in and forming in a committee and then driving through legislation that would put this carbon price in place. And anyway, let's go over here and check this one out along the same line. German nuclear power extension threatens offshore wind funding. This article by Jeremy Van Loon, September 6 news off the Bloomberg website. Of course, we've been talking about this coastal and marine spatial planning program out of the United Nations coming in being implemented by Barry the Usurper by executive agreement or executive order, dictatorial, you know, diktat there. But we've been discussing that at some length, all right? And so part of that discussion is this EEZ, the Economic Enterprise Zone, Exclusive Enterprise Zone, which extends outward from the high tide line 200 miles. And a lot of the discussion and all of the various meetings, the public meetings, the seven public meetings held within the nine regions that comprise this Ocean Council, a lot of the discussion was about offshore wind electrical generation facilities. We'll be right back on that note.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path, Sundays.
So in the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast, we're going to continue on with this article, German Nuclear Power Extension Threatens Offshore Wind Funding. All right, utilities, including E.ON, AG, RWE, AG, may cut their investment in the industry to compensate for a tax of 3 billion euros a year they will be charged, said Charlie Hodges, an analyst at Bloomberg. The levy on nuclear plant operators is meant to support renewable energy. All right, so as we've said before, that the idea of sustainable development is sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, and those are companies. And so you have to transfer wealth, the redistribution of the wealth scheme. You have to transfer your wealth from someplace to support these industries, the emerging industries, that cannot support themselves. They can't stand on their own 2 feet, so we have to sustain them. That's what the sustainable development movement really is all about, all right? And so what's happening here is that because the German government plans to extend their phase out. What's that mean, extend the phase out? That means they're pushing it down the road. Phasing out nuclear power plants is going to be pushed down the road. And part of that pushing down the road is a result of the fact that the nuclear power industry there in Germany have withdrawn their funding and their support to underwrite the expansion of Don Quixote's windmills, all right? Sancho Panza is going around with his pockets empty. Continuing, the levy on nuclear power plant operators is meant to support renewable energy, all right? It's probably, here's a quote, it's probably detrimental for offshore, close quote. Offshore. This is the same sort of vision 2020, that's coming on us and at us through the National Ocean Council, so that we have more and more reliance upon, quote unquote, offshore wind-powered electrical generation turbines. All right? Continuing, it's probably detrimental for offshore. So this extension, keeping that much nuclear power online, means electricity prices will be stable and maybe even with some downside potential. That suggests less investment in wind energy. So the longer you keep the nuclear power systems on the line, the more stable the delivery system and the cheaper the electrical energy is. I mean, what do you want out of electrical energy? Low prices and stability or uncertainty and having to rob Peter to pay Paul to support something that can't support itself? It's not sustainable. Under Chancellor Angela Merkel's plan, an extra 12 years of nuclear power beyond a legally mandated phase out by 2022, so that's another 12 years, that would be 2034. I probably won't be around to see the end of this extension, will help the nation of 82 million make a transition to renewable power at an affordable price. All right? At today, it's not at an affordable price. And whether or not a transition could be made to wind turbines is questionable. All right? Wind doesn't blow all the time, and the sun isn't shining all the time. And so the real problem for these kind of ideas is that how do you store up the power during the time when the wind is not blowing and when the sun is not shining in order to be able to light the cities at the time of their greatest need, which is in the middle of the night? The decision is stepping backwards to the energy technology of yesterday, said Hermann Albers, president of the German Wind Energy Association. Well, what else do you think he would say? I mean, this is special interest talking, you know, the government is squandering the potential for wind energy. Well, they're probably doing the best thing for the German people, but they're not underwriting your explorations. If they want to get involved in wind energy, build the wind turbines and put them out there. If they're profitable, they'll fly. If they're not profitable, they'll die. Solar sidestep. The focus of the government's plans now is on support for the offshore wind industry, said the environmental minister, Norbert Röttgen. A proposal sidestepped questions about Germany's solar industry, which accounted for more than half of the world demand for photovoltaic panels in the first half of this year. All right? Germany is producing more than half of the world demand for photovoltaic panels right now in the first of the year. Of course, we also talked about the Solera company. All right? They are also, they're Spanish. They're in Spain. They're also building solar panels. We are underwriting with tax dollars and subsidies and loans and grants and a deployment of these solar panels in Arizona. My memory serves me right. It might have been New Mexico. I think it's Arizona. All right? Germany's largest utilities, and who's building the wind turbines other than Siemens? All right? Siemens and GE. Germany's largest utilities are focusing on wind power. And remember that we talked about this the other day. I think it was Samsung Heavy. Over in South Korea, they're going into the wind business big time, too. All right? So we're going to see a lot more money going into that area. Yesterday's decision puts the brakes on investment worth billions of euros and cements the baseload-oriented oligopoly tilted toward nuclear power and fossil fuels. Okay? So there's a downside of this, too. We definitely want to look at the technological opportunities as they come, but they need to stand on their own merit, not be underwritten by your tax dollars and increased cost of service. Investment of as much as 4 gigawatts in offshore windmills is at stake. 4 gigawatts. Again, how many watts are produced by the Grand Coulee Dam? How many watts of electricity are produced by the Hoover Dam? And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you don't have to go out and oil it, right? Well, they do maintenance, but anyway. Wind target. As part of the energy strategy, the government is considering ways to accelerate investment worth 75 billion euros in offshore wind to reach a target of 25 gigawatts of installed capacity by 2030. Possible measures include additional financing guarantees for the first 10 offshore wind parks, alternatives to the feed-in tariff, and speeding up the approval process, according to a draft of the plan. So there's a considerable amount of financial underwriting that's need to happen here. And this is good for big bankers. This is good for Goldman Sachs. It's good for J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and the rest of them. It's good for them, all right, because they make money when they loan. It's good for the International Monetary Fund. They make money, interest on it. It doesn't make any difference whether these things are profitable or not. They make the interest on the loan. You can borrow as much money as you want for your Rube Goldberg ideas, and if it fails, you're still on the hook for the loan, all right? They changed the bankruptcy laws, remember? Nuclear power operators will resist investing in renewable energy. Renewable energy? I think nuclear is pretty renewable, don't you? I mean, what do you do with all those spent fuel rods? Well, you reprocess them and run them through again, bonehead, and don't bury them in the ground with an extension, because more wind power makes nuclear electricity generation less profitable, said energy researcher Olav Holmeyer of the University of Flensburg in a study published August the 25th. But, of course, now we'd have to do our due diligence. You'd have to go back and get a copy of this Olav Holmeyer's biography and find out who's underwriting his study. We know full well that the captains of finance and industry, through their foundations, underwrite studies that produce things like the hockey stick climate change model, all right, which has been proven to be specious, if not totally and utterly false. Small operators of gas, coal, and renewable power plants are demanding that the government force large nuclear plant owners like E.ON and RWE to give up a corresponding gas, hydro, or coal plant in order to promote competition. Right? So everybody's in this thing, you know, scrabbling around, trying to keep their corporations alive, but it's taking money out of other people's pockets, taxes, subsidies, carbon credits, carbon taxes, and all that, to underwrite these, you know, as I said earlier, Don Quixote's windmills. And so they may or they may not in the future be of value to us. This is a rather interesting article here about the rainforests, all right? Rainforest carbon monitoring gets boost from 3D satellite mapping model. Rainforest carbon monitoring gets boost from a 3D satellite mapping model. Again, you're going to have to look at the model. Is this the hockey stick model one more time? What is the science behind it? Is there any science behind it? Here's the article, Jeremy Van Loon writing, again, September the 7th. Monitoring carbon emissions from remote tropical forests is becoming easier with the help of 3D satellite. That's your eye in the sky. This is three-dimensional coordinate geometry and satellite technology, giving a boost to efforts to reduce the output of the global warming gas. Frightening, scientists said. All right. So this revolution in the air, all of the satellites hovering over our heads in low Earth orbiting low Earth orbits. All right, using all of the various and sundry technical sensors that they have and things like that, mapping out every bit of the planet, they're building the model necessary to support the United Nations carbon credit system. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We'll come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And, of course, in this hour, we welcome AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and so many other micro-broadcasters and AM and FM affiliates. Always love to have that number grow. But, again, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news. Went through quite a bit of news in the first hour, a lot of market information. Now we're into ecology, environment, sustainable development, you know, rainforest, carbon monitoring. Well, we're going to go there for a little bit longer, and then we're going to jump back over to the labor movement, look at that, and then if we have time, we'll even go back into legal research. I found a couple of interesting things I'd like to share with you today if we have time. Of course, yesterday I ran out of time, wasn't paying attention. I thought I was going into the last break, and I was going into the top of the hour, so I wasn't able to close out properly yesterday. I'll try and be more attentive to the hour of the day. This, again, off Bloomberg, Jeremy Van Loon writing, monitoring carbon emissions from remote tropical forests is becoming easier with the help of 3D satellite technology. This is GIS, GPS, global governance, all right? Having the opportunity and taking the opportunity to map out all of the resources on the planet and then following the Brundtland Report, basically following also the precautionary principle. The idea here going forward is this, that development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs will rule, where eventually rocks will have more rights than people, right? But the idea is to database, you're creating a GIS, it's a geographic information system, and you're doing multiple layers through all the new sensing technology that they've developed. They're doing multiple layers. They can see below the seafloor, down below that into the crust, down below that even deeper. And through all of their various ways, they're able to map all of the resources on the planet Earth. And then they're going to parcel them out. Not to you and I. You know, we're the wastrels. We're the enemy in all this. No, they'll parcel them out amongst themselves and see if the elite can't live forever. That's their goal. Little G-Godmen as they are. Using light detection and ranging technology along with satellites, Greg Asner, a researcher at Carnegie Institutions, watch that now, Carnegie, Carnegie Institutions, Department of Global Ecology. Ecology, all right? We've talked about that in the past. This is where you bring together all the sciences into one big bundle, and you fluff it all up, and then you know, seek predetermined outcomes. Anyway, the ecologists, they're quite a bunch. You look into it. Anyway, Greg Asner's one of them, and his colleagues developed 3D vegetation maps and measured the amount of carbon stored and emitted through land use change in the Peruvian Amazon. That's what they did, all right? Sitting at their computers, all right? They measured the amount of carbon stored and emitted through land use change in the Peruvian Amazon. They did that, according to a study published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I wonder how much they were paid to develop that science. The technique may help governments, operative word there, key, may help governments worldwide to what? Craft legislation. Now, were they doing science, or was this a political study? The technique may help governments worldwide to craft legislation. This would be to Ms. Gillard's favor, wouldn't it? That would create tradable carbon credits worth billions of dollars. Right? Here's the real truth in the article. This technique may help governments worldwide to craft, that's craft and guile, the change agents craft and guile, craft legislation that would create tradable carbon credits worth billions of dollars from saving tropical trees, the author said. Well, that's the way you do it in academia. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, I'm just going to close out an article here in regards to using three-dimensional satellite technology to map out the rainforest and try and figure out how much carbon credits we should be able to give other countries and so on. And rather interesting article, but your calls will be welcome. 866-841-1065. Go ahead, call in now. I'll be going to the phones in a moment. again, from this article, the technique may help governments worldwide to craft legislation, all right, that would create tradable carbon credits worth billions of dollars from saving tropical trees, the author said. There's been a lot of discussion about cutting down rainforest trees, and sometimes rightly so. I can't see clear-cutting them by any means, especially not if just to have grassland so that you could raise McDonald beef. Anyway, destroying the tropical woodland accounts for 17% of the global output of carbon dioxide as the trees burn or rot and release the greenhouse gas. Now, how does that line up with what we've learned in the past 12 months as regards to how much carbon dioxide is released out of the oceans with a landmass by far and away greater than the tropical forests? How does that line up with the results of this study published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science? Seems like the Carnegies bought the best research they could find. The researchers also determined that carbon storage and emissions were very different according to the type of vegetation as well as the ground underneath the forest. You see, someday, if the science community continues to study, they'll find out the mysteries that our Creator laid, and perhaps they'll figure out that they need to quit messing with it. What really surprised us was how carbon storage differed among forest types and the underlying geology, Asner said. All right? Asner said, experts say, he's the expert now on rainforest. But let's go over here. I'm going to jump to the phone board again. Folks, your calls are certainly welcome. 866-841-1065, and let's go live to Australia. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Will. How are you this morning?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And yourself, sir?
Sounds like you're doing great. I'll just quickly say something, and then I'll get off here. You can talk about it once I'm off air. I just wanted to say that you were talking about Julia Gillard. And you're also talking about the Greens. Well, isn't it funny, Will, that in Copenhagen, during Copenhagen, what happened is we had Kevin Rudd that wasn't totally convinced about what was happening there when it comes to the carbon trading emissions and things like that. Well, all of a sudden we have a hung parliament where either one or the other of the two-party system have to sort of turn to the Greens to get the power. Isn't it convenient? Do you think it's a coincidence? I don't think it is. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. I think what happened was this was definitely rigged. You know, we go across Copenhagen, we dodge a bullet, and then all of a sudden we have a hung parliament that has to force one or the other party into gaining the Greens, if you will, gaining the Greens, so that they can finally get the carbon trading scheme through. Just unbelievable. And also, just before I go, Will, I was actually talking with Tracy in your chat room about Nikola Tesla. When it comes to these wind turbines, I mean, Tracy's right on point when she was saying that Tesla actually had the technology to save everybody, to give everybody free electricity. And I think that's something that people need to start looking into, the technology of Tesla. And I thank you for taking my call, and I'll let you get on with the show.
Thanks for calling in. Really, really glad to have you do that, Sean. Always glad to hear from you. And Sean and I were co-hosting Jimmy X's Radio X, as Sean typically does, on Sunday, and we had a chance to talk about some of the minerals and things like that. But you're right, Chatters, and that the Tesla's process that he was coming up with was not only a way of basically just calling forth electricity out of the sphere around the planet, but also then transmitting that without wires. And so you look at things like, you know, the offshore production of electricity by wind turbines. You're going to have to bring that power into land, and if they're a long ways out from the shore, they're going to lose a considerable amount of that electricity unless they've come up with new technology I'm unaware of. They're going to lose a considerable amount of that electricity as they send it back to shore from their wind turbine, all right? Now, this is the same sort of a thing that we discovered, certainly I discovered back in the 70s when I was looking into the pre-REA days, the pre-rural electrification system, where many farms had wind generators, wind chargers and other brands on their farms where they would be able to produce electricity from a small wind turbine and store it up in batteries that they could then use for lighting and refrigeration, water pumping and things like that. Certainly not the big rollout that we have today. But one of the early discussions on building your own wind generator has been and will remain to be the transmission distance from the generator itself to the point where you store the electricity, because your line loss, your line voltage drop is great, and the greater the distance goes, not only does the size of the wire have to be much bigger and therefore more expensive, copper is not cheap and going up, but at the same time, you have less and less energy by the time it gets to the point. So you might be able to create gigs out there, but by the time it comes ashore 200 miles, it might be megs. So there's a lot more to this discussion that we're not hearing about. And certainly, when they got the big nope in Hagen, that was kind of a turnaround in this marketplace. And so a lot of these green jobs that were anticipated, a lot of the green building that where they were talking about when Barry the Usurper was campaigning and in the first months of his office, this is all going bye-bye, all right? It really is. The nope in Hagen was a deal changer for them. But what they've decided to do, apparently, from the international community, is just simply say, to hell with the science, we're going forward, all right? To hell with the science, we're going forward. And so that's important. Let's see if we can get this one right here. This is it. This is the one I was looking for. The United Nations 2010-2011 carbon emissions spread widens to a record 75 euro cents a ton. Now, every morning I give the market reports, as we do, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. Well, one of these days soon, we're going to have to be giving the United Nations carbon emissions spread and track the spread that they post on the European Climate Change or Climate Exchange. Here, let me just give you this brief sentence. The premium for 2010 United Nations certified emission reduction credits over 2011 futures widened to a record 75 euro cents a metric ton today on London's European Climate Exchange as regulators scrutinize greenhouse gas offset projects. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Sustainable development has almost nothing to do with the environment. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, as Sean did, you're certainly welcome to do so. I don't bite. This is another article, the last one of the news articles I'm going to read this morning. There's certainly many more to go to. Well, I might read one more. I got another one I want to bring out. India may need $10 billion to install 10 gigawatts of solar thermal power. India may need $10 billion, you see? Hey, well, if India needs it, raise it, you know. Why does India need it, all right? Why does India need it? Why don't we have some, you know, private party come in there and say, okay, I'm going to do a, you know, cost analysis on this, and if it looks like this is a profitable business enterprise, I'll engage in it. We had Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, you know, supposedly, reportedly, the two wealthiest people. They're trying to find philanthropy. Well, maybe instead of philanthropy, they need to look at India and say, these people need power. We're going to help provide it. We're going to go into business, and we're going to do this thing, all right? Instead of looking for handouts, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, that doesn't help anybody, folks. It creates dependencies. We need to get off the tee. India may need $10 billion to install 10 gigawatts of solar thermal power. Obviously, it's not a developing industry. It has to be underwritten. India may need as much as $10 billion in investments to install 10 gigawatts of solar thermal power over the next 12 years, the head of an industry group said. Raising the funds will be a challenge. Boy, won't it. All right? How many people are going to put their money in the king's clothing? I don't think very many. Anil Kumar Lakhina, chairman of the Forum of Advancement of Solar Thermal, said at a conference in New Delhi today, while some funds will need to be raised overseas for equipment and components, India's power industry overall has attracted foreign direct investment of $5 billion in the past 10 years, Lakhina said. Solar thermal plants use the sun's energy to make steam, which is then used to generate power. It's the same thing that we do when we use nuclear energy, all right? We take old solar thermal energy and we create steam to make power, all right? India plans to install 20 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2022 in three phases. Right? 20 gigawatts of solar capacity over the next 11 years in three phases. The country added 8 megawatts of solar capacity that is fed to the grid as of January the 1st, compared with a target of 50 megawatts for the 5 years ending March of 2011, according to the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. Grab this. A common theme throughout all of Agenda 21 in each and every one of the sections, and of course, if you're not familiar with the Global Biodiversity Assessment and Agenda 21, the report off the Earth Summit, Agenda 21, United Nations Program of Action for for from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, back in 1992, it'd be well advised to get this book and put this, Hal Anthony says, get the black and white in your eyes, all right? But it's really interesting because it always comes down to financing and evaluation. There's 40 chapters, and throughout each and every one of the 40 chapters, you'll find a segment, a subhead like this, means of implementation, A, financing and cost implementation. Now I'm reading directly from chapter 17, the 17.109, financing and cost evaluation. The conference secretary, listen to the words very carefully, has estimated the average total annual cost of implementing the activities of this program to be about $750 million, including about $480 million from the international community on grant and concessional terms. Okay? Grant or concessional terms. This is a repeating theme throughout all of this. All right? In order to advance the global agenda, it's going to depend upon international community grants or concessional aid. We're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You don't think that the international community just goes around sprinkling money, as Mike Chambers says, like the magic fairy, you know, magic money dust or something. No, not at all. It's taken from you. It's being absorbed. You're absorbing these costs in increased taxes and in increased costs, either at the pump or whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at the pharmacy, whether you're at the health food store, no matter where you go, you know, the auto parts store, the Walmart, you are underwriting it with a little hidden tax, you know, like an excise, to support the global community. All right? That's the fact, Jack. All right. A question in the chat room, for somebody that's young, looking forward, first of all, you've got my empathy. I try and do what I can do here 5 days a week to alert you to what's going down, also to inform you of some of the things that maybe we can be doing. So talk about solutions. Well, really, the beginning of all of this is to understand the pitfalls that are out there, the roadblocks and the obstacles. All right? And there's a gob and a bunch of them. Chatter earlier, you know, really excited about building community gardens, and that's an admirable thing. Until you find out about the Totnes community, until you find out that this new urbanism or this new localism, and you start to find out what the real agenda is as we go back into a feudal system of regional government, no sovereign nations whatsoever. And then you start to understand that as we begin to do these austerity programs all around the developing country, we're doing that so that we can siphon off and virtually have siphoned off monies away from the people, and we're giving it to the developing countries, all right? And so we have austerity programs in all of the developed world, and we are giving charitable giving, grants and aid, concessions from the international community to the developing countries. Well, what happens with that is that the, if you say the standard of living, we're not raising the standard of living of the people that live in Zimbabwe or Mozambique or Togo or Lesotho. We're not raising the level of the Bolivian peasant up. What we're doing is we're bringing our level down. And so, yes, consequently, you're likely, you know, going to benefit by having a garden. All right. And you're going to benefit by having built an alliance. I like to consider them local voting precinct groups, people right close to where you are. You'll benefit from that because sometimes a barn raising needs more hands. Sometimes, you know, taking up a crop takes more people. But unfortunately, we're going into a new feudal period. So how do you position yourself in this? My advice is to get out of the wage earner mentality and just fire up your pure, your powerful, your positive mind and start adopting the entrepreneurial spirit, all right? Self-reliance, as opposed to being part of the social safety net crowd that are depending on handouts from above. This is this Keynesian school of economics model, unfortunately, that we live in. The idea that you could actually loan money into existence, and in the process of doing so, you would gain greater and greater prosperity, all right? It doesn't work in your checkbook. You can test the model every single month when you pay your bills. If you were to overwrite your checkbook, overdraw that balance, if you were to overdraw your credit cards, would you get richer just because you had more cheap Chinese plastic wrap in your house? Or would you be the poorer for it? I think you'll find an easy answer there. All right, so we look at these things and we need to understand it going forward that we're really up against the international community. We're up against these fewer and fewer people that are at the top of the pyramid. And they are gathering to themselves. It's like being a fisherman. They've laid out a big purse net. That's their big social safety net. And they've encouraged everybody to pile in, which they did gladly. And for a generation, for about 100 years now, especially since 1913 forward, everyone's been piling into the social safety net. But unfortunately, as fishermen of men as they are, now they're winding in the nets. And they're bringing everyone up, and everyone's caught inside the net. And so now you're trapped, and you're not going to be able to escape because you no longer have any of the skills that your mother, your father, your great-grandparents had. And so you're at a loss. You don't know what to do. It's all Walmart or nothing. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
returning once again, and I'm going to carry on just a moment longer in regards to what we do young that we might be, all right? And my heart goes out to you, really. It truly does. That's why I'm here every single day. And you can send me an email if you've got questions, bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. May not be able to answer all your questions. I might be able to point you in a direction that you could look. But one of the first things that you do is you need to understand that the information that you were given from childhood, unless you were homeschooled by unusually intelligent parents, most of the information that you've received is a form of propaganda, brainwash. One of the worst things possible that I can imagine would be for you to take the bait, hook, line, and sinker, and then be an advocate for the expansion of globalization. All right? Truly. It's so easy to fall into that line. Well, you know, government's hiring. I could work for the TSA. Government's hiring. I could get a degree in Homeland Security. Government's hiring. You know, I could be a alongside-the-road guy. Government's hiring. I could be a code enforcement officer for my town. Government's hiring. I could work for the health department. But before you do that, before you go down that road, you might want to do a little checkup from the neck up and make sure that the information that you're operating on is sound. Go in and start accessing some of the many websites while we still have access to the Internet and try and find out what are the roots of some of these things that you hear. Listen carefully to the news the way that I give it and the way some of the other hosts on this network put it out for you so that you understand there's news behind the news. There's a reason, as Alan Watts says, and then there's the real reason. And sometimes it takes a number of years, time you don't really have if you're really young and needing money in your pocket this week, time you may not really have right now to invest, but it really does take years to figure out how this mystery has unfolded these past 500 years. As Rockefeller said, after 500 years, we are truly ready for a new world order. Okay? It was all the way back to the Reformation, at least, and then long before that. So there are things that you can start to do right away. The first of all is you might do a little economic assessment for yourself. Are you living beyond your means? Are you horribly in debt? If you are, you need to start finding a way out of debt because it's that debt that's going to bind you to the system. Don't allow yourself to go into debt. Don't live beyond your means if it's at all possible. If that means that you have to forego a private automobile, if that means that for now you have to forego living in your own apartment, group up. You know, I was down in Florida back in the early 1970s. I was hitchhiking around the United States, and I was in Orlando, Florida, and I was able to get a job working in a construction company. They were basically converting the swamps into a subdivision. And being a rather handy carpenter, I was immediately hired, all right? And at the end of the day, here I am carrying my knapsack and my guitar, heading back towards Orlando on foot, and a pickup truck stops with a bunch of guys in the back, and they asked if I needed a ride. I said, sure, I'll take the ride. And finally, come to find out, they were heading for a place that they knew where it was one of those all-you-can-eat smorgasbords, and so I decided I'd set up supper with them, so we went. During supper, I found out that one of them had rented in a townhouse, you know, like a two-bedroom, two-story townhouse in Orlando, and that everybody was staying there. They said, well, you want to spend the night with us? Sure. So I went there, all right? And what they had done is they brought in all the carpet scraps from the job site, and there was about 14 of us living in this nice townhouse, all right? And so it was just a couple of bucks a week to live there. So you have to be resourceful. You think ahead, but don't live beyond your means, because if you live beyond your means, and what I'm talking about there is, you know, here you are, you know, trying to make ends meet, and you're worried about a flat screen TV, give us a break. Quit wasting your time on television. Turn it off. Get rid of it. You know, it's a time waster. It's a time thief. So there are things that you can be doing to start getting yourself together, get your financial house together. If you're deep in the debt with school loans and things like that, work out a payment plan. Extend it. Maybe you could find a way of putting it off or something. You know, you think it through there. I can't help you. But these are things that you can be doing right now. But you need to understand that you've been dialogued into a consensus, into this new sustainable development movement. It's the green agenda, and it has a very ugly end for mankind. It's a massive reduction of the number of people on this planet. That's where it's going, population reduction agenda. Type it into your browser. And so you don't want to be the one that gets caught in that net, do you? So it's time to start thinking. And I don't imagine that you're going to come up with any really, you know, earth-shaking discoveries in the next 24 hours, but think of it from the standpoint of an entrepreneur rather than an employee. How many resumes are you going to send out before you realize that they're not hiring on Main Street? And so it's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to you in your garage. Maybe it'll be up to you in your bedroom. You're going to need to sit down and figure something out. You're going to have to start thinking of ways that you can actually bring into existence, calling into existence, something new, something useful, something that can be produced, something perhaps that you can produce. I'm an amateur blacksmith. I'm an experienced carpenter. I do land surveying, engineering drafting, all manner and sundry of things, you know, and this is all, you know, based out of need at various times in my life. I don't have a college education at all. You don't need it either, by the way. In fact, you'd be better off. It's so much harder to unlearn something than it is to learn something. Here in the last 30 days, I'm just finishing a college university text on legal research and writing for the paralegal. It's virtually a course in how to be a paralegal, but it's certainly going to be beneficial to me when I continue to do legal research. So there's things you can occupy your time with, and certainly television would be the last one. Parties, Hardy, and all that sort of stuff, set it aside for a while. Right now, we need to understand that as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local to block it as it comes into our communities, into our towns, into our cities, and into our states. And there's much work to be done there as well. So with all that, certainly we can come back to that time and time again. There are things you can do. Don't lose heart. Have hope. Move forward. Plan your activities. Manage your time wisely. Make the most out of every single day. Keep looking for opportunities. And keep asking, you know, asking the great beyond to lead you into all truth and to keep you from error and to help you find discoveries or whatever it is that you might have in your mind. You'd be surprised. Once you assign your subconscious mind the task of finding an answer to a difficult problem, just watch how quickly your subconscious mind will provide you with a variety of answers, and one of them may be just exactly what you were looking for. This is out of the Proletarian Lessons, again. This being the home of philosophical radicalism, we study all the various philosophically radical thinking in the past. Why? Because if we don't understand how we were brought low, we won't maybe know how to raise ourselves back up again. So by understanding how we were taken down, perhaps we can find routes out of this maze and get back up to the summit where we belong. This, again, out of the Proletariat Lessons, began it yesterday. This is lesson number 2, upside-down revolutionists. Listen to these words written so long ago for the communists. As they were advancing, Greer, written in handwriting in the front page of Proletarian Lessons by John Carecker, Chicago Press Cooperative, in handwriting, Workers' Party, Los Angeles Section. Now, this little booklet is so old, it's just yellow. All right, this is right back into the 30s or 40s, very much so. And I've got the original in front of me, not working from a PDF here. Upside-down revolutionists. We continually hear of the conservative complex of the American labor movement, Labor Day, and its general backwardness. It is often vociferously assailed by the revolutionary impatient. And the great difference between socialism and communism is that the communists are impatient. And they're looking for a rapid turnaround, all right? About the only difference. The Fabian socialists are the far extreme from the Bolsheviks, all right? The Fabian socialists believe, like the Fabian, their namesake, the Kunctator, they believe in proceeding as slow as a tortoise, gradualism. And only at the very end do they convert from the tortoise into a hare and dash quickly across the line. That's where they are right now, the Fabian socialists, Gillard. All right, now, as a little hare dashing along quickly, going to bring in the carbon tax. All right, so it often vociferously is assailed by the revolutionary impatient. It is a favorite tactic of a certain type when they run up against the immobility of the organized mass to resort to a campaign of vilification against labor fakers, labor fakers. All right, so there's a lot of infighting in, let's say, the 9/11 truth movement. There's a lot of infighting in, quote-unquote, the patriot movement. It's this idea they have a favorite tactic, a certain type, when they run up against the immobility of the organized mass to resort to a campaign of vilification, name-calling, finger-pointing, and all of that. The leaders are to those immature minds the basic cause of the political backwardness of the rank and file. The leaders are to those immature minds the basic cause of the political backwardness of the rank and file. This stultified view arises from an inability to penetrate below the surface appearances. So it's not pointing the finger at the leader, Barry the usurper, or Gillard, or any of the others. You have to go under the surface. You have to have the ability to penetrate below surface appearances. Things are not always as they seem. We'll be right back.
Transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we still have time for one or two quick calls. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so, folks. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Let's go to the 805 area code and say good morning, caller.
Hey, Will. You've got the best show on internet radio.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
Definitely. I listen to you every day religiously. You're like a college course every day. It's the greatest show on the air, really is, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's a great...
What I wanted to mention real quick here... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a group out. I learned. I was at realzionistnews.com, I think it is, or .org.
Uh-huh.
I think it's .com, Real Zionist News. And I heard about this American Third Party, which is their website is American3P.org. And it seems like another grassroots organization trying to take our country back. Have you heard about it at all?
I may have even heard of that particular one, and that website rings a real big bell for me, but there's a whole variety of them out there, and we shouldn't be surprised, because there's a great difference between the established two-party political system and the European socialist multi-party system, and we are being pushed continuously towards that multi-party system model. Of course, the established two-party political system is no relief either, any more than Franco's dictatorship would have been a solution. So I'm a staunch abolitionist, as you know, of the established political party system. I want to get rid of them. They stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the future. But no, I hadn't heard of that so much that I could speak of it. Tell us a little bit about what you found out.
Well, there was an article from Brother Nathaniel Kapner, you know that guy that has the realzionistnews.com, I think it is. He's talking about the American Third Party. Kevin McDonald is exposing the phony Beck crowd in this article. It's a really great article. And he's talking with this Kevin McDonald, who's written several books. You know, and he's a teacher in Los Angeles. I think he's in Cal State, Los Angeles or something. And he's talking about how the white people have been left out of the mix. You know, everything is towards minorities. And he mentioned this American Third Party, and I looked on their website, and it looks really like a nice organization. So I recommend it to all your listeners. They might want to check it out. They're starting to build up a following.
Well,
it's called American 3P.
Go ahead. American 3P, what is it, .com? .org. Okay, .org. Well, yeah.
.org, and it's the number 3, not spelled out. It's the number 3, American 3P, the letter P, as in Paul, .org.
I think I may have even heard this individual on the air giving a broadcast. This is how familiar it is to me. I take notes when I listen to the radio, and I think I've heard this individual on the air talking about it. And, you know, there's when I talk about, you know, getting becoming vocal local in your local precinct and building local precinct and understanding how vitally important precinct activation is and how powerful it can be and how quickly you can transform government and how few numbers are really necessary if you follow this model. If you go up and really search around on the Internet, as I have, you'll find that this is being taught by the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, Libertarian Party, Constitution Party. It's being taught by GINSA, AIPAC, and just about every other kind of a group that's out there, Greens. Everybody knows that this is a system, but one of the real troubles here is actually getting people to take action and do it. I mean, tell you, we're just... It's unbelievable to me that we don't use the easy way. We just, instead of looking at the disease, we constantly focus on the symptoms. But if we looked at the disease, we could cure this disease. We could do it in one or two election cycles. But I'll take a look at that and see what kind of a model they may be presenting. But again, I don't think the solution at this time is a third party. I really don't. I would love to jump in with Alfred Addisk and the others, you know, like to have a third party independent from state to state. I would like to, you know, get involved with that sort of a movement. Unfortunately, from what I've studied, the only way that we're going to succeed here is we need to understand that there are election laws that are in force in all of the states, and they were written by the two-party system for the two-party system, and they're designed to keep all comers out. So ballot access and everything else, all of these are impediments to the rise of a third party. My idea is to go and embed within the existing two-party political system, merge them together into one party, and then vote them out of existence. All that can be done with Robert's Rules of Order in a deliberative assembly, which is the state conventions. But, hey, great call. I'm going to close out the broadcast now, but do call back again, and thank you for listening and keep on doing so. Great call. Always appreciate hearing from the listeners each and every morning. When we can and where we can. But let's see if I can get this Hummer to hang up. There we go. All right. Great call. So there you go. go back in the archives if you missed it and check it out. This is an article, the last one for the day. I'm going to have to set aside the proletarian lessons. I want to cover this article briefly. Union members take to the streets for Mobile's Labor Day parade. Now, for many of you who are out and enjoying your Labor Day, you missed our presentation yesterday. But when we find out that Labor Day is basically just how the Marxists are started to move forward, labor started to move forward, it goes really all the way back to Jeremy Bentham in England, the labor laws, the poor laws, and all of that. It was began a codification and a making statutory of what was previously the common law. And that you can read all about in Sir Edward Coke's writings, Coke on Littleton, the commentaries by Blackstone. Read in there and find it. And then get into John Stuart Mill, James Mill, his father, Jeremy Bentham, Godwin, and the others that then became the real fountainhead of philosophical radicalism, from which the offshoot, of course, is the Fabian Socialist Movement and others. And John Stuart Mill, of course, a disciple from Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte. Now we jumped a puddle. We're over in France. This is all the Republican time period. But I did a search on the Internet this morning because I wanted to find out how many parades happened yesterday, because it was all about parades, remember? Getting your red flags. Now, down in Mexico, they're really big on Labor Day, but it's on the 1st of May, just as it is in Europe. That's when the communists really pour out. And it's sad and sorry testimony to have, you know. But here we go. Again, this union member takes to the streets for Mobile, Alabama's Labor Day parade. Mobile, Alabama, in shirts of diverse colors, green for plumbers and pipe fitters, Local 119, orange for the sheetrock workers, Local 441. Union members and their families took the streets of downtown Mobile on Monday. The annual Labor Day parade was sponsored by the Southwest Alabama Labor Council. Quote, "We're out here to celebrate all the working people, okay? Workers of the world unite," said Fred Moore, president of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 505. Moore, in an IBEW blue T-shirt, said his father and grandfather had been in the unions as well. A message today is, use Alabama employers and workers, all right? IBEW's Chase McLaughlin held a placard that read, "Alabama jobs for Alabama taxpaying citizens. We need jobs," okay? Another one said, "Should I move to Mexico so I can be hired in Mobile?" There were different issues of concern for American Postal Workers Union Local 715. Union member Local Lou Blakely held a sign that said, six-day delivery, okay, five-day delivery, no way. Here's another quote, "People need to support labor," Charles Lofton said. "It's the backbone of our country." And all of these different feelings, all of these expressions are truth. You know, here's another one. We wanted to come to experience the unity, all right? Brotherhood, exclaimed Logan Collier. Brotherhood. It's the brotherhood of man, all right? The brotherhood of man. Well, there's a lot to labor. And there's much that can be said for it and much to be said against it. For a lot of people, working in the union has given them an opportunity to live a life that they would never have been able to dream of any other way. Learning the crafts and the trades, the crafts and the trades, takes us all the way back to the artisans, all the way back to the time when we started coming out of the feudal period, all of that beginning of mercantilism. We've gone through all of this before. You can find plenty of it in the archives. Go back and listen to those archives. We covered the whole history of civilization with our Edward McNall Burns textbook. Many, many days invested in that so that we understood mercantilism and commercialism and the rise of the industrial system and where the transformation from feudalism into the divine right of kings. And we started coming under the rule of monarchs and so on and so forth. And it wasn't until the late 1700s, you know, that we really started to experience this idea of freedom. And it wasn't until the colonies were founded here and people came with unlimited amounts of land and opportunity laying out in front of them that they began to actually experience it for themselves. And then the unions crept in, and with them, the other socialists. And since then, it's been a war on your property and a war on your life. We'll be right back. No, we won't. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an affected, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.